a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 8:30.
It's 32 degrees.
Southbound traffic backed up on I-15 in the middle of the valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's unemployment rate has smashed records for the third straight month.
Department of Workforce Services Deputy Director Nate McDonald says December's unemployment rate hit 1.9% with 3.7% job growth in the state.
What you usually see is that job growth starts dropping as well. But we're not seeing the job growth drop yet. It's still remaining high. So that is a real positive right now. But it definitely has that challenge for employers that they're struggling to find labor right now.
McDonald also says we're now in uncharted territory in terms of gauging how much lower the rate can conceivably go.
We have developing news out there this morning that may be affecting your drive. We're learning more details on that fatal crash in West Valley. It is on Bangor Highway, as you heard Andy say, just south of SR 201. Police say that a car crossed into southbound lanes and hit a box truck head-on. A passenger in the car has died instantly. There's no information right now on the condition of the driver in the car. The box truck driver was not injured. The southbound Bangor lanes are closed right now, and we'll get another update from Andy coming up.
The Canyon School District removed 9 books from their shelves after receiving complaints from parents. But now, the books are back. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris reports.
Several parents complained to the Canyon School District last year about books in school libraries they thought contained sexually explicit material. In response, the district pulled 9 books. But BYU's Daily Universe reports those books have recently been returned to the shelves. Maria Jones, a high school librarian in the district, says the books in question were misrepresented.
The public dialogue around these 9 books of concern shows little evidence that others have read all of these books in their entirety, if at all. Had the district leadership expressed its concern directly to the teacher librarians, we could have worked together to determine the appropriateness of the content. Instead, these books were censored, violating the First Amendment rights of our high school students.
A school district spokesperson says the books are being reviewed but will remain on the shelves during the review. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City's population is growing, but the numbers of students in Salt Lake City's school district have been going down for years. KSL News Radio's Dan Bamas explains.
The Salt Lake City School District could see its enrollment drop from about 20,000 today to less than 17,000 in the next 10 years. Concern about the declining number of students prompted the school board to hire a consulting firm. The Salt Lake Tribune says their report points to housing affordability as one reason fewer students are showing up at the district's elementary schools. The COVID pandemic is another, along with the larger number of private and charter schools in Salt Lake. If the trend continues, the school board may be faced with the decision to close some schools down the road. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
A new bill in the legislature could change when you get a ballot in the mail. Senator Janie Iwamoto says it would clarify when the government can cancel a race if it's uncontested.
We had 2 district races. One was uncontested, one was contested. But under state law, there was not the ability to cancel them. You can cancel an entire election, of course, but nothing with these individual races.
Iwamoto says this would save municipalities from printing and mailing out ballots to voters who, she says, end up not returning those ballots in the end.
KSL's top national story this hour, President Biden giving his party a bit of a pep talk after a number of congressional lawmaking defeats. ABC's Andy Field has the latest on that virtual DNC meeting.
The president feels his fellow Democrats' anxiety about this year's midterm elections, but told them in a virtual party meeting that Republicans aren't offering voters anything new.
The choice between a party that works for people and is focused on the future, and a party that's completely controlled by one man.
Still, the president's low approval ratings are not helping Democratic candidates who want to at least hold their slim majorities in the House and Senate. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The United Kingdom says they're joining in the effort to help the people of Tonga after the volcano blast and resulting tsunami waves. The UK is sending a Royal Navy ship packed with supplies that should arrive in Tonga next week. Australia already has a ship on the way carrying fresh water and medical equipment.
I guess you could tell by looking outside that our overnight storm hasn't been a huge snowmaker, but it has put a small layer of fresh powder on our slopes. Alta, Brighton, Snow Basin, Snowbird all checked in with 3 inches this morning. Beaver, Cherry Peak, Deer Valley, Park City, Powder Mountain, and Solitude also have said they have at least 2 inches of new snow. Sundance and Woodward picked up about an inch.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.